Buddy, how's it going?
I got it. Hey, man, how are you?
Good. Where are you in the world?
I'm in South Florida.
Huh. Is it hot as nuts right now?
Yeah, heat index was 105 today.
Beautiful. Welcome to the community, man. It's your first call?
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about you, your goals, and how we can most effectively support you.
I'm 44, a father of four. I'm nice. A lawyer. And thank you. Yeah. And I'm looking to, take it up another level. Stop being such an amateur and get fit and all the areas of life that you guys provide coaching on. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, man. And so today's topic will be a good one then. You'll get this, and this will really resonate with you. And I thought I would just label today as real talk. And sometimes guys need a community of men who call them on their bullshit. And I know I value it a lot when I have someone in my life, at least one person who I trust and I respect to hold me to the highest possible standard. And so I hold a lot of people in my life to a very high standard. My team, my coaches, my family, my friends, and they ask that of me, my clients. And some people say, well, Ben, who holds you to a higher standard? And so I hire coaches as well to in the areas where I feel like I'm lagging a little bit. I'll hire a coach and I'll say, I need to talk to you once a week. I need to set goals every week. I need to make sure I'm following through on these goals every week. And then I'm working on very specific areas. And so the conversation of real talk is, I thought I would just start off with the statement of, many of you guys are already successful at what you do. And the first thought is, what domain of my life do I want to improve? So if you're here, chances are one of the domains you're trying to improve is your fitness. But you can list as many or as few domains that are important to you. So there's obviously fitness, there's family, there's finances. You go down the list and say whatever the domains are to you, right? There could be a relationship. There can be parenting. That could be a specific domain separate from family. There could be social life. There could be fun, all these different potential domains. And what I encourage you to do is create an honest reflection, honest assessment, because everyone's different, right? So something could be really important to me right now in this season of my life, whereas in the last season, it wasn't very important. And I think a lot of the guys in this community come in the season of life where they're starting to realize how important their health and fitness really is. And so the first thing I encourage us all to do is take an audit of the 16 hours in your day. And so everyone has enough time to be successful in things they want to be successful at. We just sometimes don't intentionally prioritize what we need to intentionally prioritize. Sometimes we live by default, right? We live by accident or often by habit. And so what I encourage you to do, if you're not performing at the level you want to in specific domains, start with a 16-hour audit and do everything in 15-minute increments and say, well, where am I wasting time? Where am I not investing time instead of spending time? And there could be specific segments of your day where you can start to punctuate that with what I call high impact habits. And the high impact habit can be intentional from any domain, right? It can be, hey, I need to invest more in my partner. I need to invest more in my finances. I need to invest more in my personal growth. I need to invest more in my state control, my arousal control. I need to invest more in my health and fitness. If you don't look, feel, and perform the way that you want to right now, there's no excuse in the world other than you're not taking control of your reality. And so the real talk is, as men, we are responsible for our lives. As women, we are responsible for our lives. And as men, we say, hey, I'm going to take complete ownership and responsibility for my 16 hours. And if you're not intentionally doing that, someone else is going to fill that time for you, or something else will fill that time by accident. So if any area of your life, you're like, hey, man, you know, I need to be better. I want to be better. I don't like the word need, but want to be better in this area, then I suggest you be intentional about it. And so if we look at the 5 days in the week, let's assume we're working 5 days a week, some of us six, we've got 16 hours, give or take, to work each day. Do the math on that. We've got about 80 hours in the week. Okay, well, how are we investing those hours? How many hours are we wasting per week, right? How many hours are we investing intentionally to our health, to our fitness, to our family? So look at the domains of your life that are failing or maybe suffering, and start investing intentionally into those times and those hours. But the first thing is you got to take responsibility for it. Now, the one thing that I'd like to encourage this community to be for you is the standard to which you hold yourself. And so what I really want this community to become for all of us, myself included, is an accountability partner, an accountability system that allows us to hold ourselves to the highest possible level of standard for us physically. And so what does that mean? Well, not only do I want to look my best, yes, I want to feel amazing. I want to perform amazingly well. And I want to have enough energy left over at the end of the day to do everything that I want to do and more. How many of you guys have ever come home at the end of the day and be like, man, I don't have time to hang with my wife. I don't have the energy to hang with my kids, right? Or whatever's important to you. I don't have energy to train. And so this is a problem that we can solve, right? The absence of energy is not the absence of caffeine. It's not the absence of a stimulant. It's simply the absence of the body's ability to produce energy effectively. The concept of metabolic health, right? Your metabolism, healthy metabolism produces as much energy as you need and more. As we age, we start to have this it's not a part of aging. It's not a guarantee that comes with aging that our metabolic health starts to deteriorate. It's a guarantee with aging that if we don't pay attention to it, our metabolic health will start to deteriorate. But as people who are now committed to taking responsibility for all of our life, we can say, hey, I can turn back the clock on this. I'm going to give you guys an example. I spoke with one of my clients today, and he said, you know, man, I think it's a new guy. I think that I might be too old to get back in shape. I said, okay, tell me why you think that. He's like, well, you know, I don't have the energy I used to. I don't have the drive I used to. I just don't think I have it anymore. Like, I don't get excited to go to the gym anymore. Anyone ever feel that way? I do. I have. Like, some days I'm like, I don't go to the gym. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on in your brain? What's going on in your body when that's happening? So I want you all to realize something. One, your challenges are not unique. They're common. Two, every problem that you come across is solvable, right? I'm not saying we're going to help you cure disease. We're not going to walk on water. But when it comes to improving your energy, your vitality, your muscle, your body fat, these are problems we've solved 1,000 times over and over and over and over again. It's not complex. It just simply takes knowing what lever to pull and in what order. So you could be doing all the things you want to be doing and doing the right things in the wrong order, you're not going to get the result, right? You bake a cake, you put the eggs in after you bake it or before, right? You got to do it in the right order. So if you're doing some things out of order, you're like, hey man, I'm not paying attention to the most important thing. You're not going to get the result you want. So whatever challenge you're experiencing right now in your life, communicate it. You can communicate it right now in the chat. You can communicate it right now with me verbally. You can communicate it after this call with your coach, whatever it is. And if they don't have the answer, someone does. If I don't have the answer, someone does. We have an amazing ecosystem and an amazing network of people that can help you solve all of your problems. If it comes to just muscle building and fat loss, guys, I tell you, it's so easy. Like, muscle building is remarkably easy when it just clicks. And I hope every one of you guys will come to a camp at some point in your life. If you haven't already, you'll see it's just a game changer, because in the span of 3 days, we're going to empower you with the knowledge and skill set for the rest of your life to be like, holy shit, I get it. I've never got it this much before in my life. I get it. And that's the thing we hear time and time again. It's like, it's not hyperbole that it's life-changing. It literally is life-changing, because you're going to feel empowered to figure out how to use your body, how to use this instrument that we're given. Okay. So just in summary, what the real talk is, just extreme responsibility for your life. And does anyone have, and this is very new to me. So I've taken on a client, and it's a female. It's the first female client I've taken on in 5 years, but she's a very good friend's wife. And she has a lot of negative self-talk, and it's this self-deprecating, self-defeating, low level of self-belief. Has anyone else experienced that? Okay. So listen, I'll be honest. I've never experienced this myself. Actually, I don't know that I haven't. I probably have. But I don't know the answer personally. But my encouragement to you is to realize that at any moment, the path to slowing down the dialogue in your head, I call it the spinning beach ball of death, like the one you get on your computer that just like spins and you're in the loop, is connecting deeply with your body. And so what that means is, in this exact moment, all of us have five senses through which we experience this moment, right? We're all experiencing this, our, this reality through our five senses. And so the sixth, the brain could be considered kind of the sixth sense. It's like the sixth level of awareness. So there's the five senses, and then there's the brain. So this is how we're experiencing this moment, right? So if we're in our brain 90% of the time, the way to get out of your brain is to start spending time with those five senses. So in literal translation, it's a meditative experience. I don't say that because everyone thinks like, oh, I'm going to meditate. But like, what does it feel like to feel your feet against the floor? Or feel your back against the chair if you're sitting? Or feel your butt against the chair? Or feel the clothing rubbing against your skin? Or feel the tension in your hands, or the vibration in your hands. What does it feel like to slowly let your air out and feel all the muscles relax? What do you hear? I just started hearing the buzz of my computer and the birds chirping. And as I do that, I no longer am aware of what's in my head. And this is the path out. And so for anyone who has that negative spiral, it's like, one, stop it by getting into your body. Two, smile and say, I'm so grateful for myself. I'm going to do the work. I'm so grateful for myself. I'm able to do the work. I'm so grateful for my body. It shows up for me every day. I'm so grateful for my heart. It beats in my chest. I'm so grateful for every decision that I've made up to this point in my life as it got me to this point, right? It was the best I was able to do. And now I know how to make better decisions, more effective decisions. So just giving you guys some framework. Sorry, got some comments coming through here. Man, I'm an avid meditator, Josh. I could absolutely take you guys through some guided meditations. So every day that I sit down to eat dinner, I meditate myself, I meditate with my family. And it doesn't have to be long, but it's really like what is coming through you, you know? It's like sitting there in silence long enough to allow your heart to guide you, to allow, you know, what I call your soul, right? So when you calm your mind and you hear that voice coming from your heart, to me, that's what I say is my soul talking to me. And some people say it's God, whatever. Like, what's coming through you? What are you grateful for? And I tend to go in like phases, but I encourage you all to create a practice of just like listening to your soul, let it talk to you. And if it's a negative self-talk, say, I'm so grateful for you, what you've done for me. You've gotten me this far. Thank you. And so we don't want to dishonor or discredit or get adversarial with that negative self-talk, because it creates more conflict, right? Say, thank you. Thank you for protecting me. I'm okay, right? Some part of your psyche is telling you need to do more. You're not good enough. You got to keep going. I'm okay. Thank you. I appreciate you looking out for me, you know? Anyone have questions? Feedback?
Ben, just a thought on what you were saying. So I think Andrew's probably would have spoke about it before. When I came into the program, it was very much a thing for me to do. I was very much on the, oh yeah, that's not good enough. That's not, yeah, I can't kind of thing on a lot of things. And I think one of the biggest things I've learned from working on the program with all of you guys is that it sounds really harsh, but it was an excuse. If I say, oh, I'm not good enough, oh, that's not good enough, you can kind of put a lid on it and say, oh, well, yeah, it's just because that's because, you know, and then you set that low standard for yourself. And something that I've learned and now I recognize in other people around me, the moment you get that belief and that self-confidence and you start to acknowledge the results and acknowledge the wins and acknowledge where you're going, it's actually harder. It's harder for me to talk down about myself now than it is to talk up about myself. Mm. And I think it's part of what Andrew's very good at and what we all are in this group, I think, is really acknowledging the wins that we make and sharing them. And it makes it very, very difficult to kind of say, that's just not good enough, or I'm never going to do that, or I can't. And I think it's something that I had to go on my own journey, but now the coin's flipped. Like, I'm on the completely other angle now. Like, I talk to people about things that I want to do who are, 40 plus, my mates, and they sit there and go, we don't do that. Like, we're over 40. We're on the down, and I'm like, I want to do this, I want to do that. We can do this, we can do that. And it's noticeable once you do that shift in your own head. It's very, very hard to have those thoughts. So I can kind of empathize with your new clients seeing the challenge on the road ahead. It's easy to put those kind of blockers and lids in place and say, I'm never going to achieve that. So I'm not good enough to achieve that. So I'm setting my expectations low. But yeah, working with you guys, it's been massive for me, and particularly with Andrew, to have that belief shift and to go, no, I'm going to, I can. Things that I never would have considered a year ago, I now sit here and go, maybe I'll try doing that. Maybe I will. I am good enough to do that. So I should be doing that. So yeah, just my thoughts.
That's such a powerful message. Thank you. And here's the thing, guys. Here's what I want you to know. Nobody's fucking good enough. Nobody's good enough, right? We're all the same at the end of the day. But what's the difference between people who say that and don't take action and people who say that and then do take action? The people who say that I'm not good enough and they take action anyways, they start to have evidence for against what they're saying in their brain. They're like, oh, I thought I wasn't good enough, but I just did it anyways. And so you hear the talk, but you're just like, yeah, I'm just gonna do the best I can. And so this is a really big framing that maybe I missed in this is men don't make decisions based on your feelings. Bottom line. There's a book, Fuck Your Feelings. Sorry, there's maybe a child, but it's the truth. Don't make decisions based on your feelings. If you wake up in the morning and go, I'm gonna see how I feel and decide if I'm going to the gym, I'm gonna see how I feel to decide if I'm gonna eat. You're going to choose to sit on your ass and eat donuts every day. You don't make decisions based on how you feel. You have a goal, you have a plan, and you execute. This is the masculine energy that's missing in our culture. It's like, if we're part of this, I often use this metaphor, but if we're part of this community, let's say a couple thousand years ago, and there's a community of somewhere between 60 and 120 people, which is, they said, the average size of a community back then. And there was one tribe leader, and the tribe leader goes, you know what, guys, we're going to have to move. We're going to go that way. Well, no, let me think about it. Let's go that way. No, let's go that. What's going to happen to the tribe leader? I'm like, screw this guy. Let's move on. This guy's not a leader. And so you make a decision, you create a plan, you make sure it's the best plan, and you execute fully to the end. And if you ever wake up and allow your feelings to dictate your outcomes or dictate what you actually do, you're going to fail 100% of the time, right? I often will say, if you're 100% committed, there's no other option. You just keep going. You may not get it in the amount of time that you set, but you'll get it. But if you're 99% committed, there's 1% opportunity for divergence, you're screwed. So we commit, we burn the boats, and we're like, I'm all in. And you guys know this in relationships. Who's in a successful marriage right now? Good. And listen, if you're like, not really sure if I'm in on my wife, what's going to happen in the world we're in? There's opportunity everywhere, like women all over social media, dating apps, people at the gym, throwing them. Like, if you're not all in, you're going to fail. You can't just be like, maybe on Monday through Friday, I'm all in, but Saturday and Sunday is, come on, man, that's not going to work. Same thing with your body, right? You have to say, Monday through Friday, I'm great, but on the weekends, I'm going to just blow it up. No, man, like, not going to happen. You got to go all in. And here's the thing. You don't have to go all in forever, right? Maybe in a relationship, you should go all in forever. But for your body, here's my encouragement to you. Set a timeline. You're with us for 6 months. I'm all in for 6 months. No matter what happens, I'm not going to diverge for 6 months. And at the end of that 6 months, if you want to blow it all up and go to McDonald's every day, go nuts. But at least you accomplished the goal you set out to accomplish, right? Prove to yourself that you're capable. Commit. Burn the boats. 100%. Create a plan. We give you the plan. Just follow it. And if there's something about the plan you're like, I don't think I can follow this, communicate that. That's why we have the top five, right? We have the top five. So if you knock those things off every day, you succeed. Steve, what are you smiling over there? What you got to add?
Oh, nothing. No, just in my background.
All the kids?
Yeah, I have this. I'm not sure if you can see it, but I have this like thing they climb on, and Miles is swinging. And he's just like just going back and forth, just going crazy. It's funny.
Nice. I was watching Instagram. There was someone sent me a video. There's this like 2-year-old kid who started being a gymnast. I think at like 18 months, his dad started him on the gymnastics rings, just swinging him. I was like, I could see Steve's kid doing this for sure. It was like Steve's living room. Like, I think he's like kid's like 2.5 now, and he's doing like pull ups and like iron cross on the ring.
That's Asher, man. Asher will go on that thing behind me, and he'll hang by his legs. And he's not even 2 yet, and he also has lifted my 25-pound kettlebell.
Wow.
Yeah, and he did that when he was like maybe 14 months.
Crazy, man. Get him on the gymnastics swings, man. Anyone else have questions, comments, feedback, coaches, anything you guys want to add? Josh, what you got, brother?
Yeah, you know, I'm past my 90 days just in this journey, and to a test. Like when you start practicing the gratitude, practicing the grounding, practicing the visualization, it started helping me to actually see what I want to become. I started getting a visual picture of who I wanted to be. And then I started going after that guy. And then like just this last, I don't know, chapter for lack of a better term. I started thinking, what would he do? Like what make decisions based off what he would do and where I want to be in that stage of life. And then it's been dawning on me that, and with my talks with Coach Chris, that is me. I'm just letting them out. You know, I'm just allowing the old to be shed away and to let that guy actually be. And so when I started, it was like, this is my dream guy who I want to be. And like, now I've kind of had this shift in my mind that I just was bogging that guy down and not letting him out, imprisoning him. And now by good decisions and consistency, I'm letting that guy out, and I could be him and be free to be him.
That's so here's the thing, right? Is design that guy's day, right? So design his day. What's he going to do from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed? And if you're not quite there yet, what can you do to start moving yourself in that direction? And just like literally put it up on your wall and like, this is what his ideal day looks like. Here's how he invests his time. Here's how he starts his morning. Here's how much time he works. Here's how much time he plays. Here's how much time he eats. You know, here's how much time he spends with his partner. Just design the day and then start living into that. Ultimately, man, what we're all trying to do, and this is the irony of life. We're all just trying to do the same thing. What that is create an optimized daily experience. That's it. That's what you're trying to do. Why do you want to make all the money? Everything you want is just literally to create an optimized daily experience for you based on what you want to do. Like, that's it. Like the reason people want to do all these things, I want to accomplish all these goals, because they think they'll then have the time and space and freedom to have an optimized daily experience when you can just create it from now. Anyone else have anything you want to add? Tony, I see you looking all jacked over there, man. Give me an update. Yeah, to you, Tony, Robledo.
I actually just joined about 2 minutes ago. So update on my workout today. Good. Steve, Coach Steve's got me working. Update. I don't know. I've been part of the group since a year ago, April, I think. And 6 months into it, I was about to quit, giving up, because I wasn't doing the shit that Steve was asking me to do. And finally had a nice conversation with him in October, decided enough was enough. I'm going to listen to him. And then so from, I think, October until now, Steve, I dropped maybe 25 pounds.
Yeah, working it. Dropped more than that though, because like you just jacked now. It's crazy. Yeah. You've made a crazy transformation.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's about a little bit about the topic we're choosing. It was just a matter of choice, and for me, it was mostly about cutting out all the damn noise, simplifying things. You know, it was just had so much going on, so much in my head, trying to run 100 miles per hour and realize that my foot was on the brake while I was trying to do that. So just let go of the brake, got rid of a lot of noise, simplified. Coach Steve put me
on. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Tony? I'm curious, like, what was it that pushed you over the edge? And then what were you, what are the types of things you're getting rid of? Like,
Yeah, there's just a lot of me. It's kind of like your story. There's a lot of generational family trauma going on. And I have two daughters, 19 and 17. And I saw some of the behavioral patterns, emotional patterns, just kind of repeating themselves through them. And I was like, it was emotionally just tearing me up. And I was like, I got to do something. If not, this cycle is going to continue. So that was kind of my, you know, what was at the forefront of my mind. Working out was kind of second. Diet, well, because of that stuff, you know, you tend to sedate, you want to numb out. A couple of glasses of wine turn into a bottle of wine a night. Well, then a couple of occasional glasses add 300-500 calories to your diet, right? It just wasn't working. I was giving up, but I don't know. Woke up one day, had a nice conversation with, I can never pronounce his name, Matias.
Matias.
And we had a nice conversation, something he said. Actually, I listened to one of your podcasts and about the skills you need to inhabit, you know, beliefs, values, beliefs, and then skill set. And for some reason, that really resonated with me. And then I had a conversation with Matia that same day and just made a choice right there and then. Fuck it. It's going to be different now. Kind of outlined my days in terms of, you know, you talk about scheduling or structuring your day. For me, it's my body, my balance, which is my family, my business, and then my spirituality. You know, in those four domains, I try to play that game every day, somehow do something in one, if not all of those four domains every day to make sure I'm right. And having Steve in the corner, obviously, and being part of this has really made that easier for me. But getting back to simplifying things, like one of the first things Steve did was say, you know what? We're going to simplify your diet, steak and eggs. That's it. Nothing else. And I think for the next 30 days, that's all I had was steak and eggs. And I dropped, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 pounds that first month. And that just built the momentum. And we've just been going ever since. Just keep going nonstop. I mean, you know, success is not linear. We have our ups and downs. I have my plateaus. You know, there's a month there where, you know, my weight was just hovering around 165, 7-ish. But over the last 3-4 weeks, I finally got down to 161, which is, haven't been that weight since I was 40. I just turned 50, June 23rd.
You look way bigger than that, man.
162. You look camera adds 10 pounds, you know?
Yeah, right. It looks like it adds 40 pounds. I'm like, damn, Tony's looking jacked.
Yeah.
Good, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's the update. That's where I'm at.
Thanks for sharing.
Trying to get to 10% so I could be there in December. I think that's on the table still. So,
oh man, I would love to see that. And you got a great coach to guide you for sure. So keep it up, boys.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Tony. Derek, I don't know if you're able to unmute yourself, man, but I know you're new to the group. I just want to say welcome.
Hey man, Ben, Derek Norris, brother here. I've been listening to your podcast for quite some time. We got some mutual friends that turned me on to you. Bobby George, a good friend of mine, spoke very highly of you. You trained with Bobby for a long time, yeah. And he's a avid entrepreneur like you and myself and lots of people here. And I've been training, you know. No, I'm actually in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Okay. I was in Cleveland this past weekend, though, with Bobby. So nice. We do some business and stuff together. So, great guy. And I love, being a part of, being around great people. But I've been training for, since I was 13 years old, trained my, entire life. And just as you get, I'm 36 years old now. Still training, a good bit. I run 50, 60 miles a week, train 30, 40 minutes a day. And I was talking earlier this week with Johnny, my coach, and it's not like I train because it's the movement, it's the muscles. My muscles and my synapses are firing. It's not like I used to be. I'm not punishing myself. I'm connecting my inner world to the outside world, it's a whole different mindset now. But, I do just the training load, the training volume, You know, while I would say I'm well trained, I still got a lot to learn and a lot to learn in optimization of that. So, you know, I kind of kicked around, you know, joining a program, joining a team, joining trainers. I've listened to your podcast for a long time, and some other people. Dr. Jay Wells speaks very highly of what you do. And I said, you know, it's this is just like the right fit. Like I need community in my life just as much as I need to go lift weights and to build me as a better man, a better husband, a better father. And so to build the whole man. And so I joined up, and it just feels right, man. I'm excited to kind of change, you know, make some changes in my, you know, training and that kind of stuff. Maybe look at, although I love to run, I call it reflective running. It's like meditation for me, meditation. And, you know, my proprioception, I'm in touch with every toe, every bone. I mean, no, you know, nothing but the sound of the birds. And so I love it, but I do want to learn how to optimize, you know, how can I get those same results? How can I stay, you know, sub 10, sub 8% body fat with, you know, lots of lean muscle like I am now, but, you know, spend less time doing it or find a better way to do it and get more, you know, get more bang for my buck. Or, but not only that, just the mindset to be a better, you know, just to be a better person and to join entrepreneurs and people that are moving the needle. It's just, it's part of what I do. So I'm excited to be here, man. Thank you for dedicating your life to building a program like this and putting together a team like what you have and continue to just inspire people.
Thanks very much, man. And yeah, so that's one, very commendable for someone who's as successful as yourself to show up here and want to be part of a community. One of the things that I'm committed to over the next 3 to 6 months is really enhancing our community experience. So we're going to have more live events. We're going to start creating small pods. So based on your values, based on your location, based on kind of your current goals, we're going to have people who are, you know, 4 to 5 people per pod. So you guys can support each other as well. And we'll make sure that you guys are in alignment as far as values, because I think that's important. And that's something I'm really want to lean in on and allow everyone to work together. Cause I think there's value in having people that you can lean on, you can communicate with, you can ask questions to. One of the things that I enjoy most about the communities that I'm part of is that community feel where I can throw messages back and forth to the guys who I know that, like, hey, I actually got something in common with these people. So you guys can look forward to that in the next, probably certainly 3 months. We're building the systems. Yeah, so it'll be fun. Again, you can engage with it as much or as little as you want.
It's great.
Anyone else have questions that we want to address? Anyone else, anything program related or training related or nutrition related?
Yeah. Ben, I got another random one.
Sure, buddy.
Out of the back of my brain. Thoughts on, and I think you've covered it before and I've forgotten, but it's just something that popped into my head a while ago, is if you're going for a big lift, is it better to psych yourself up or to calm yourself down and be more connected with your body?
That's a really good question, man. And, you know, I was just thinking about that. So as Derek was speaking, I was thinking, go ahead. You got a response, Derek? No, just meet him. So as Derek was speaking, I was thinking about, and actually as Tony was speaking as well, I was thinking about how exercise can become this really zen experience for you, this really like calming, grounding, peaceful experience. And you can also acutely enter places of just like primal rage. So you can like cycle in and out of like these peaceful, really connected places inside your body, and then just tap into these violent, aggressive, primal spaces. And dude, it's completely your choice. And what I think the whole goal of exercise should be, as well as obviously stimulating your body, is developing the ends of the spectrum, right? I want to develop the bottom, I want to develop the top. So I want to develop the ability to be literally like, if someone said, run through that wall, I need to be able to turn my brain on and run through that wall, right? So if I'm getting under 600 pounds to squat, I can't be the same person as if I'm at home with my kids. And I think as humans, our goal, one of our targets should be to develop ourselves in all these different directions as far as the domains, right? I want to be able to walk, but I also want to be able to sprint. I want to be able to lift heavy, but also want to be able to sit in meditation. And so you become this multidimensional man. So Keith, the answer is, it depends. It depends on which one is maybe most useful for you in that circumstance. So as an example, you probably wouldn't want to get yourself really amped up and riled up if you're doing sets of 20 with 30 seconds rest, right? But if you're doing sets of 2 to 3 with 3 minutes rest, then go, right? Like whatever it takes. And so those are very different psychological training systems. So if I'm doing sets of 20, I probably want to be a little bit more calm, right? A little more zen, a little control in my breath. Whereas I'm doing set to 2 to 3, well, whatever, slap me in the face, you know, like whatever it's going to take to get this thing going more kind of assertively. And I think people are again, you guys can self-diagnose. People are afraid of what other people are going to think of expectations, like, oh, I can't do that. Like, yes, you can. And yes, you should. And don't be afraid of your darkness. Don't be afraid of your shadows. Like, that's just a part of you. And the more we suppress and repress these perimeters of who we are, these, you know, dark corners of who we are, the more we create self-shame, right? We're like, oh, I don't want people to know about that. No, man, that's part of you. You need to express it. You need to develop it, because that's your power, man. All those dark corners is your power. So, and I wish somebody had told me that when I was a kid. Like, I had this ridiculous amount of rage, and I didn't realize, it's like, that's the most brilliant gift I had ever been given, because it's my energy, it's my passion, and I can do things to a level that most people will never understand. And I think people are afraid of it. And so, Keith, I know that's a long-winded answer, but like, explore it all, man. It's all just an unpainted canvas for you.
I love that, Ben, the way you put that. And I just kind of dovetailing on what you're talking about right there. The way I equate that is, like, I think at any given point as men and women in this world we live in, we have to be able to go from sage to savage and buffer back and forth between those two. Like, of course, we always want to be the sage and be calm. But if we got to be a savage, you know, like you said, whether it's in the gym or you know, whatever it may be, like, yep. You have to be able to flip that switch, and having a body and a mind that's able to respond when you flip that switch.
And it doesn't come by accident, right? No. It's not coming by accident. Like, you got to train it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one of the things that if it's in my gym in Tampa, if anyone's able to get to my gym in Tampa for a camp, which is the December one, we do a lot of primal stuff. Like, I want you guys to learn how to, like, express whatever's coming through, man. Like, I want to give you guys the safe space to just, like, if you got to go heavy, if you got to scream, if you want to yell, like, whatever, go, like, go for it. And I think men and maybe women, but, you know, men need that space. It's just like, you know, this is Sandy, plug ears, but I say, like, guys, you got to scream and scream from your fucking balls. Like, right. Don't like, ah, like, oh, man, like, right. Like, it's okay to be primal. It's just got to be in the right place. Right. Don't do it when there's, you know, in church, circumstantially appropriate.
That's awesome, Ben. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing, Keith. Chris is over there. Oh, little humans. Oh, he's got his headphones in. Good. So Chris is over there screaming from his balls. How are you, man? I can't hear you, buddy. You're muted. Oh, maybe not. I can't hear you. Everyone hear Chris? Just not me? No. Gone. Yeah, no sound. Maybe just your headphones are connected to something else. Stevie, anything to add before we wrap?
No, I was just listening to everything you're saying, and it's completely true, man. Two things kind of reminded me a little while back. It was winter and all the guys were chirping me in the group text, and they were, because it was like negative, like
700.
here. Yeah, minimum. And they were like chirping me to go work out. And so I recorded myself chirping Chris back while I was doing hack squats. And I was laughing the whole time. It was probably the easiest set I've done because I was laughing and smiling, right? Just like you were just saying, like in those longer sets. But then, you know, alternatively, the nice place about, or the nice thing about like working out in that kind of environment is that on those one reps, you can just let loose and you'll do things that you wouldn't normally do in a gym. So having a space for that is definitely nice, or at least knowing that you can. It definitely has an impact on your performance for sure.
Yeah. And so what I've noticed in myself, and you guys may or may not be this way, is if I start a workout with something that's very aggressive and very primal, the rest of the workout goes way better. My nervous system is way more primed. And I find the rest of the day seems to go better as well. If I start with things that are a little bit small, like a little bit, you know, not very, I call it not compound movements, it's just not the same. I just don't feel the same way. So I think developing that primal drive, right? As Derek said, the savage, I like that. Sage and savage, I'm still at Derek. I want to run through walls. And I think that's a good thing for men to develop. Just obviously appropriately timed. Yeah. So, Russell, if you guys want to read the chat, there's Russell wrote a quote there. A harmless man is not a good man. A good man is a very dangerous man who has that under voluntary control. First time I heard that was not for the Jordan Peterson. So when special forces and military come back from combat and they've done things over there that, you know, potentially would be viewed in this world as being very, very traumatic, some of them have historically tried to deny it. Like, I don't do that. It wasn't me. Like, but that doesn't work, right? The way that a therapist would advocate someone to do it is like, yes, I did it. Yes, I could do it again. I just choose not to. That's a really different empowering place rather than trying to repress it and say like, oh, I didn't do it. Like, yes, you did. Yes, you can do it again, but you're choosing not to. And that to me was like, wow, that's a really powerful framing. That literally flipped all of my childhood thoughts around my aggression and my anger. It's like, oh, it's my power. I didn't know that. Mr. Maris, anything you want to add? Any client wins you guys want to share?
I don't think John's on the call right now, but I do want to throw that out for John McHugh. John, I submitted him for client of the month last month, and he's just done amazing. What's cool about John is that he's done not only like one thing, which is, you know, weight loss. He's lost substantially. I think in 2 months, it's like 50 pounds. It's pretty crazy. He's done amazing, but it's what he's done here, right? Because he had a couple of different things he was going through. He fell off. And I didn't understand how he did this, but he fell off a curb, right? And he ruined his shoulder. And if you saw at this curb, it was like blended in. So like I would have fallen off the same damn curb. It's crazy. But anyways, he ruined his shoulder. So he had to come back from that. And that was actually after he lost weight in the first place. So he'd actually already downed and then he gained some back and then he went back down. So it's just like his resilience in his mind and just perseverance and just willing to, you know, not subdue has been awesome. But then, you know, going into this and consistently being like, hey, I'm just going to show up and do what I can every single day. And now since he's gotten down, we're in a place where he's just making crazy, crazy life choices that he would never have made. Some things I'll let him tell the group, but just, I had a conversation with him today and what he was sharing that he's now like doing in his life. It's not him. This is what he's doing. He wouldn't have done 5 months ago and I wouldn't do. Like, it's inspiring to me. I'm like, well, bud, now I have to put up. Like, that's crazy. So it's pretty cool to be a part of that.
That's awesome. Try to get him on the call next week. We'll pick on him. Andrew, you want to share your client of the win, your client of the month nominations?
Sure. Sunil, he's not on the call right now because he's in the UK.
You looked awesome. He looks awesome.
Yeah, he's been doing a really good job. So I'm proud of him and all his work. Keith, Josh, even guys that are on the call. Josh has been trying to put on some muscle. He's getting stronger every single week. Doesn't miss a workout. Doesn't miss a video. Submits all his stuff. like I said, he sends me the gratitude. So he's plugging right along. Richard Davies, which is normally on all the calls. He's not on the call because of work today, but he's still doing amazing, doing an awesome job. And Ben, you know, it was funny, like when you were talking a second ago about primal stuff and working out, and I've probably got one or two memories or moments in my life from playing football and kind of like those group experiences where like that's probably never going to exist again, and kind of like chasing that feeling. But we were testing over the summer, and like the entire summer we're just trying to get strong. So everything is like 5 reps or less, train super hard, eat everything in the room, like a very different thought process, right? And the test was a 1 rep max hang power clean. And I think at the time, like I was going and I was testing for 365. And the way they would set it up is like everybody in the room, like you'd have like the roster lift, and then we'd go around all the platforms, and then the rest of the team would be around you when you attempt your lift. And you get to put on your PR song. And so they turn the music on, the whole team's around. I go for the hang power clean. I clean it. Everybody goes nuts. And I'm like so full of adrenaline, I drop it and I go right into a second rep. And so I do a double and I slam it down, and everybody's just going completely nuts. And it was just such an awesome feeling.
That's amazing. Yeah, man. We need to recreate those things. Yeah. So maybe we should create some competitions for our December camp, and like everyone can train for literally, we could do the same thing, right? It doesn't have to be hang cleans, but it could be some really cool expression of strength that we all train for December. How about like double your body weight for reps? Maybe just your body weight for reps, for, depending on where everyone is.
Love
it. Be a fun little competition. Michael, you want to share?
Yeah, two client wins, Matt Roberts and Chris Hill. Yeah, neither of which are on the call today. But just guys with a tremendous... just insane schedules, a lot of responsibility from a work perspective, but a no excuse type attitude, which I really respect out of both of them. And they've really, really been excelling. Chris in particular, he's a pilot, a lot of variability on a week to week basis, but he and I have just been able to maintain really, really good communication and get ahead of the game and just strategize week in, week out. And his results are incredible as well. So really proud of those guys. And all the talk about shadows just has me thinking about Batman references and quotes. Think of the Pattinson Batman movie where he says, they think I'm the shadows, or they think I'm hiding in the shadows, but I am the shadows. So kind of...
Was it Bane who said that?
No, that's Batman.
In the
latest Batman movie. I got all the Batman references. You're talking about shadows and darkness. I was like, this is Batman.
Very cool. Johnny, you want to do a client win? Whoever you nominated for the client of the month, or anyone who's on the call. Figuring out your audio. Okay,
there we go. Sorry, it wasn't working. I couldn't move, couldn't hit the button. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it sounds like you're underwater, but it's okay.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. Sorry. Okay, we there?
Yeah, it's good.
Hello?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Yeah, I have my client, Brian Stoffley. He's not on the phone right now or on the call, but he's just doing such a great job. He's one of those naturally super lean guys who just, you know, has always had a hard time gaining. And he's finally kind of getting to that point where he's seeing all the changes he wanted to see in the mirror, mainly just due to his, I mean, we have great communication, but it's due to his just relentless effort in the gym and really understanding that the idea of intensity, of what actually needs to be done in the gym on a daily basis to create change, especially for a guy like him. So he's just done so great. And every time we kind of review his workouts and everything he does, and sometimes alterations he has to make due to, you know, busy, you know, gym schedules, and maybe he can't do certain supersets that I have maybe scheduled or something like that because of, you know, the gym's busy. Every decision he makes is just, is like a perfect decision. So I can tell he's really just kind of soaking in this information. He's just doing excellent. So, he's doing great. And then also my new client, Derek, we've only just begun, but he's on the call. So I wanted to shout him out. And we had a call the other day, and he, that was just yesterday. Gosh, it seems like forever ago. He has already got so many good things going in his life, and I'm looking forward to the progress we can make with him. I mean, he kind of ran me down a basic 16-hour audit of his day, and he's got so many great components already working. He's a guy that never stops moving, but his food choices already are great. His habits are great. His focus is, far as, you know, in terms of like our, you know, main six pillars, as far as sleep and all the factors that we really want to focus on to create that change. He's got so many of those already going so well. So I'm really looking forward to what we can do with him.
Beautiful. Yeah. Derek shared a moment before you jumped on, and it sounds like he's got some great months ahead. And Derek, I encourage you guys both, just get ultra clear on targets. Because we can hit any target. We just got to know what the target is, right? So if it's like, hey, I want to add a bunch of muscle, then let's make sure we're ultra clear. And I'm sure you guys already did that, but just want to make sure I point that out. All right, everybody, if there's nothing else that you guys want to ask, I really appreciate you guys being here. I always want to make sure we're providing great value and continue to provide more value in this call. I actually have one question of everybody. Anybody who's able to type in the chat box, you can type this to me as a private, or you can type it to me publicly. I would love to know what you value most in the people that you look up to. So if you can think of someone as a mentor, someone who you aspire to be more like, I'd love to know. It could be anything. It could be like, hey, you know, the discipline. It could be their, I don't put words out there. Like, what do you admire most in the people you look up to? And so, or maybe even in the people that you choose to surround yourself with. So when you're going through this discernment process of like, I don't want that person around me, I know for sure that that's not my type of person, what is that thing that's at the top, maybe that one, two, or three things at the top of your list? Like, hey, I want to know that, or I know, I know these people have this character attribute, and I want to be around that. Love it. I'm not going to read these out loud because some of them might be private. Love that, Derek. Honesty. Yeah, that's the truth. Temperance. Yes, sir. Sovereignty. Man, I love that one. People like to be around. Yeah, I love it. Love it, Derek. Growth. Thanks, Jeff. Anyone else that didn't do it, I'd love to hear from you. What I always like to understand is, what is the North Star for you, right? Right now, because that could change. 2 years from now, 3 months from now, it could be different. But the North Star right now is like, hey. And so what that tells me is like what you value most right now, right? And realize that could change. Maybe not. Self-actualization. I like that one. Yeah, it's just like, it's, if you guys don't know, if you guys, this is actually not a plug, but ultimately it is. There's an app that I love called Heroic.us. And he calls it Eudaimonia via Arete. And eudaimonia is, I'm going to mess this completely up, but eudaimonia is a Greek word that effectively means expressing the greatness within. Arete is, maybe I'm mixing those up. Yeah, maybe arete is, anyways, eudaimonia versus or via arete is their like tagline. And I think arete might be expressing the greatness within. Eudaimonia is something about your soul, like living through the light of your soul or something like that. But worth checking out. He's a good friend, Brian Johnson, amazing business, amazing community, what a great resource. All right, guys, thanks for being here. And Sandy, thanks for being here. I appreciate your time. Hopefully we provide value. Coaches, I appreciate you guys as always, and I'll see everybody next Wednesday.